This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Dean of the Georgia Senate is retiring after more than three decades. Senator George Hooks is an America's Democrat who has served in both the House and the Senate. He joins us now in his office at the state capitol. Senator Hooks, good to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you ran the first time, there were lots of rural Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly. You are one of the last rural white Democrats around. If you were starting now, would you even run as a Democrat?
I'd run as a Democrat if I ran in my district down there. If it held together, yes, I would. I would very much be in the minority. Frankly, parties were not thought about that much. You still had a two-party system, but it was just within the Democratic Party.
Looking at the Democrats now, compared to what they were like at the time you were running, do you still see a home for Democrats like yourself in the party?
I do, but it's stretched. They need to focus on what I'd call kitchen table bread and butter issues. And to be lofty, it would be economic development in the rural areas. I represent one county that's got 18% unemployment. We need to focus on those type issues. Education is another key. The Constitution of this state requires that every child receive an adequate education. Well, in some of your rural Black Belt counties, old plantation counties that I represent, I mean, is that child getting the equal education that some child gets in, say, Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, or Buckhead? It's going to take a lot of work and cooperation. But it takes it between the rural areas, the urban areas, it takes between Democrats or Republicans, and focus in on the state and the state's problems as a whole, and not look at my selfish little area.
You've seen over the years, then, people saying absolutely no tax increases. Is that something that's tenable, given the problems we have and the time that we have in which to address them?
I'm as much opposed to any type tax increase as anybody else, but you never say never. Things change, and you need to be realistic, realizing that, you know, times change and conditions change. I just don't think that's a, when you dig your heels in and you say my way or the highway on everything, frankly, I don't think that's good government.
One of the things you'll be remembered for among many is the design of the state flag. This was after it had been changed from the Confederate battle cross to what a lot of folks call the blue flag. And you were one of the people who came up with the design, and yours was the final design that passed for the flag we have now, the three horizontal stripes and the blue field with the stars and the seal in it. Does it seem odd now that this flag has become part of Georgia and there's very little talk about the flag anymore? Does it seem odd looking back that it was just 10 years ago that there was so much anger, so much bitterness about whatever flag we had at the time?
Well, I'm pleased. I really am. I'm pleased. This was my goal, that we would move on and accept it and it would be over. It seems a little odd because it was so bitter, so intense, so caustic, that once we made that decision and once it was sold on from a historical standpoint, we could move on. My family fought for the Confederacy. I'm a product of Confederate soldiers that fought under this flag. So in a way, it was good that I was the sponsor of it. I wasn't an outsider. I wasn't involved in either battle one way or the other. And my family had, well, they fought in every war since the American Revolution from this state. So it moved us out. Yes, it seems in a way odd that that was just 10 years ago, but that was one of the most brutal battles we've been in probably the 20th century, the latter part of the 20th century in this state. But overall, I'm very, very pleased. It moved us away from that. Now we can focus on other things.
When you leave, will there be anyone left who will wear a seersucker suit in the Capitol in warm weather?
I hope there will be. I love them. I've got several seersucker suits. That's all I wear in the summer, plus white linen. I wear white linen on occasion. So They're comfortable. They're cotton. That's Georgia cotton, Georgia products. They look good whether you're casual or dressed up.
America's State Senator George Hooks, a Democrat who will be retiring when his term runs out at the end of this year. Senator, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it. And good luck.
Thank you.